Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. Tonight is July 20th, and I'm actually here. It's 2018, and I'm Julia Cannon. And tonight, we have a really special guest. I'm really excited to have him. It's Kaya Wittenberg. I'm so excited you're here, Kaya.
I know.
welcome. I know you've been on the show a couple of other times, but I don't know that we actually just got to talk to you. I think we've had you among a group, and I just wanted to have you on tonight and just hear what you have to say, because you are a fascinating person. Oh. And I want people to actually get to know you.
Well, I'm honored to be on this evening, and I feel ready to go, feeling excited. Yeah,
that's your state most of the time, isn't it?
Yes. Preferred state of consciousness. Yes. Trying to exist in this state as much as I possibly can. That is correct.
Yes. Yes. And you're always very inspiring for me because of that. for many things. I mean, and we can get into that later as far as what you have inspired me to change in my life in ways in different areas of my life. Anyway, but before we get into a whole lot of things, I want to make a few announcements that you are part of and everything. We have a conference coming up and some classes coming up. And so we'll get those out of the way real quick, and then we'll get into all of Kaya. So we have the expo coming up, and that's one that's really exciting because you will be the master of ceremonies for that. But that's the Expanding Human Consciousness Expo. And that's also why I wanted you on tonight, was that is really what I want you. You're going to be talking about some things that will be helping with that. So some more things that we really, I wanted, you're so good at that. And so that's where we're going to go. Anyway, that event is August 3rd to the 5th. And we can get a lot more information exactly on that from the website, Expanding Human Consciousness Expo. It's all those words. And then there's links also to that from the QHHTofficial.com website, as well as DoloresCannon.com website. So you can get it from many different places. Go right to there and get your all the information and get your tickets. So come on. It's going to be so much fun. Okay, and then also we have our classes right after that. We have a level one companion class and level two class. So if you're a practitioner or you want to be a practitioner, those classes are right around it. So you can come for several things. You can come for the conference and you can come for class right there together. And you can come see us. So, all right. Now, I'm not sure. Have we heard your story, Kaya? Did you say anything about your journey or I know we have in the classes, but I don't know that we've done that on the show. You just kind of appeared out of nowhere here. And just, I don't know that you ever actually told your story here.
No, probably not, actually.
Right. So let's let everybody know who Kaya is.
Oh boy. Where to begin?
But cause like, were you always this human consciousness, this person that's always up and on top of everything and into metaphysics and into all of these things? And
that's such a good question, because right now I feel like I have, right? I feel the energy is so strong within me, and like the difference between speaking your truth and holding silent, or doing the right thing and having a moral compass, it's more clear to me now that it's like it than it ever has been. But I realize also that we evolve, and as you evolve, you go through experiences that shape you. So it's interesting, almost like a chicken or the egg thing that I contemplate on going back and forth. So the point of differentiation, I would say, is if I want to think along the linear timeline, which would kind of help to make that story. Ooh, phone off. I guess I was onto something with that linear timeline. If I was going to speak along the linear timeline, I would say that things really started for me at first when I left the house. Like, and when I went off to school and I was studying medicine and biology, and I was working in a hospital as an anesthesia tech while I was putting myself through college. And it was through that period that I was in life and death situations probably a bit earlier than most people may have that type of exposure. And they say that anesthesia is the easiest job in the world until something goes wrong, and then it's much complicated. And I watched a lot of things happen that heightened my sense of awareness and heightened my sense of being, and also opened my heart. And, you know, I saw organ transplants come in, and we did organ transplants in the hospital, and I saw oftentimes wheeling in tragedy. And on one side, I'd see the tragedy of a family losing a member and the sorrow that they would feel. And then on the other side, there'd be people that are the family of members of people getting the organs. And so there was sort of this dichotomy of like,
that's true.
And yeah. New life. So I guess that was a start of something. There were sparks there that were getting me to think about life and existence and what's really happening to that person. Is it when you're having an organ removed, is that bad? Like, it seems like it would be painful, but person's consciousness is gone and you left the body. So my mind was already starting to play around there and starting to feel the intensity of that experience. And it made me want to feel more and learn more and kind of wonder what we really are. And then I guess I thought about that, worked with that for a while. And the next part of landmark on my development or getting deeper into spirituality, I first read the book Conversations with God by Neil Donald Walsh. And that was so eye-opening. It was this amazing, I'm almost speechless because it affected me in such a beautiful way in understanding really like that we're these indestructible beings. And the purpose of your life is to live out your absolute highest joy and be the greatest version of the most awesome version of you that you could possibly ever want to be.
What were you doing at that time?
At that time, I was modeling.
Okay.
Yeah. So we jumped from the hospital to I was a fashion model.
Okay.
Yeah. Very similar businesses.
Sure. Why not? Of course.
So reading that book in between, you know, jobs and castings and going from country to country, and it was a beautiful grounding device because in the world of fashion, unlike the serious world of the hospital, it was very subjective, very artsy, very all over the place. People late all the time, you know, not a lot of grounding. And that gave me a sort of an inner post, an inner strength and inner alignment that I, when I was reading on my own, that I'm reading spiritual material, it grounded me. And I got to see like, maybe this isn't so bad. Maybe I shouldn't feel the ups and downs because there are a lot of highs, but there's also the rejection of being judged by your physical appearance, which is a bit unusual for a human being to get every single day as part of your job. Sure. It's a little bit unusual, but understanding that really the purpose of my life is to live out the highest excitement and to embrace that experience for the pure joy that it is, and being lucky to be able to travel the world at a pretty young age and being with all these like really interesting photographers with these amazing eyes, like the way that they would set up the set, I learned to appreciate this moment. And if I'm living it out, I wanted to understand the production fully. I wanted to understand what went behind the picture. I wanted to understand what went behind the art director, like what's going through his head? What does he want out of this? What does the photographer want out of this? So I would kind of sit down with them and I would say, listen, what's your vision here? What do you want to do here? What's your vision for me? And they were like, they pretty much said like, models don't really ever say this to us.
This one's different.
So I kind of thought of myself, I mean, I wasn't the most amazing looking being. There are all these guys that are extremely handsome, you know, that. But I think this grounding really helped me to get the level of success that I needed because it came from within. There's a sense of balance that I was getting in a world that could be very imbalancing at an impressionable age. So I guess that was a pretty big step. One book, made a big difference. And then the one book led to multiple books. I read all the books, which I did like devour this text, you know. What would be a next level? Television was interesting. I got involved in television, and both first being on a television show and then producing. And there was a lot of creativity behind it. And being able to express yourself on this very high creative level, because you have your idea about how you'd want to set up something. When I was working on, you know, one of the TV shows, Ocean Models, and to see it, to bring the characters into place, then to have an idea about how you want everybody to work with one another, and then to get the lighting, and then to get the sound, and then to get the feeling, and then you get the proof of the video and the creation behind it. I think that was very stimulating on my journey of reminding myself and feeling that I'm really a creator of this world. And that show is just an analogy for something much bigger.
Right. That's what I'm getting. Yeah. Along that line. Yeah. It's along that line. I'll fill it in. It's filling in as you're talking.
And I never told my story in quite this way. This is like, I mean, I've been on kind of cool things with Jay Leno, and I've been on Tonight Show, and been on some interesting things on 2020, and been on some of these big news media shows. But the way I'm telling my story now, it's a different way than I ever have. It's really cool. So I guess that's a metaphor for life, is that in that I was not only the character, but I was also the producer, the director. That's was everything.
Exactly.
And that's what we are in this life.
Bingo. Right there.
We have the illusion of thinking we're just the character stuck in the character's thoughts, but we're not. We are the movie. We are the production, and we're every piece of it. It's just a matter of our belief system and our mindset and how we're looking at things. And I'll dovetail a little bit, because this is going into something, and we could jump back into the timeline of YouTube.
Absolutely.
But this week, I was really, one of my intentions, one of my focus, when I go for walks to eat, I specifically try and eat out. I don't really cook, and I walk to get my food, because it keeps me moving, you know, and I want to be walking as much as I can, aside from doing all, you know, work and getting in that mindset. And along the way, I was working to stimulate myself about breaking the continuity of time. And that model came into it as I was looking at becoming more than just the actor of the movie, and really looking at life as the grand creator. Mm-hmm. And just thinking in that way, I noticed that my posture was, as I was walking down the street, I noticed my posture was extremely upright. Uh-huh. I noticed that I felt a greater alignment with every step. I felt the intention of steps. I felt stimulated me in such interesting ways, just playing with those ideas and imagining myself more than what I think I am based on the ego. A really cool experiment. And now I want to continue developing that. And my goal would be to break continuity and be able to skip instances that aren't so linear, right? You'd make a big jump in your life, not a jump along your linear timeline, and it would seem to be the next step of possibility, but take 5 steps forward, 10 steps forward. Yeah. So because at the end of the day, all of that possibility exists. It's just us holding on to that continuity as the actor is waiting to deal with the other actress instead of the producer, or the one that's really in control of creating everything.
Exactly. Well, yeah, exactly. And that's what I was seeing when you were saying, oh, I can create the whole set. And it's like, that's what it was saying. That's because that's what we do all the time. And that was what it's setting you up for, was exactly this. And that's exactly it. When you're saying the linear timeline, I was seeing it going up. And you're saying, is that what you're seeing? Or you're saying the different, like the possibilities, all the different timeline possibilities.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kind of like that.
I guess I look at things a lot from a business construct where, all right, if you want to get somewhere and you want to achieve some goal, maybe you have to have a conversation, then you have to get then, you know, you get a meeting of the minds on some level, then you get working in a certain direction. And then if everybody does everything just right, maybe you hit what you've aimed to do. So very like linear, needing to do certain number of things to happen, mm-hmm. very much like we conventionally think, you know, mapping things out, which works in your timeline, if that's your belief system. Mm-hmm. But I want to tantalize myself with something faster or more accelerated because I know it's possible. And now I want to skip that, take the leap forward and redefine how I get there. Instead of just being what I think it has to be, setting the intention of getting there, trusting there, and aligning the belief system to be there.
Right.
And then reinforce it through different thoughts and looking at it through different ways, seeking conversations with others that reinforce that, seeking conversations with people that also have little distinctions to add, or little suggestions, or perhaps visualizations, getting around like energy that can support that. And right. That will open myself up to believing even more. Because I know we kind of set an intention about talking a little bit more about belief system.
Exactly.
And I wanted to keep my eyes open for my belief systems and what was happening this week, just a week of the life of Kaya. And it's really interesting. I felt some of the limitations of structured, chronological timing belief systems loosening up just by thinking about
great
physical aspect, okay. Physical, my body feeling the alignment and the energy from above and giving me that sign of, okay, my body feels healthy. My body feels energized. My body feels strong. So those are good signs.
Mm-hmm.
If you're looking as your higher consciousness talking to your physical to reinforce that what you're thinking about is good and is working.
Right.
So that was neat.
Very cool. Okay, so, well, you dovetailed off in there, so you want to carry it forward?
Yeah, go back to the story?
Yeah, we've got to finish that story.
Yeah, we'll finish the story.
And then we'll come back to our subject.
Yeah, I want you to kind of go off in tangents.
That's okay.
And I'll just go forward wherever we are in tangents. So that was interesting, you know.
Mm-hmm. Very.
Television and creating television and being out there and meeting these very creative, talented people, very stimulating for the soul. And then I was getting back more into real estate later on. You know, markets are good. It's exciting. It's what I've done for a long time and, you know, can do very well. But that's a lot. Real estate's a lot different. It requires a different shifting mindset. And I found that I wanted to reinforce my spiritual beliefs and evolve into more of a spiritual entrepreneur. I felt the desire growing. I felt like I wanted to be creating and doing something for consciousness overall. And what I wanted to do, it really was around consciousness. Like I felt raising consciousness was something that was really important to me. And I ended up getting messages that going to a Tony Robbins event would help to crystallize the desire that I had to find my life's purpose and, you know, get my life's meaning. And so I went to this and it was really amazing. I went to a 7-day seminar. We were training and working on self-improvement for maybe like 12, 14 hours a day. We weren't sleeping at all. It was really great. And I ended up writing out my life's purpose and write it out on a big vision board and my life's purpose. And I'm proud of it. Like to say it, it's not something like I want to hold back on. I want to put it out to the world. And everybody's
great.
And so you work with it on developing. And the meaning of my life is to be a vivacious and highly abundant business and spiritual maverick, bringing down the highest level of consciousness into this world for the greatest level of good. And I want to look at that every single day of my life. And I want what I do with my time to be reflective of that. And that is like a quantum shift, right? When you're in alignment with your highest purpose and you're taking the activities, I think the people come to you in your life at the right times in the right way, and magic happens, right?
Exactly.
So I ended up, I was very curious about, I've always been curious about Atlantis and had, you know, feelings of Atlantis. And I ended up meeting somebody who's fascinating, a fascinating woman. And we did a reading, and she felt very connected to me because she said that we grew up in Atlantis together. We were pulled from our families, and we were basically in a temple. It was the temple of the moon, and we were working in this temple, and I had a specific skill set. And my skill set was to bring the energy down through my body and ground it into the earth for earth healing, power into the earth, bringing higher level of consciousness into the earth, higher level wisdom. Kind of hard to describe what it was, but it was bringing this energy through my body and grounding. And that's, she said, that's what you were the expert at. So she created this beautiful jewelry that's based off of a crystal grid that we worked on together. And I was like, oh my God, it's so amazing. Thank you. Like, and drew out the grid. And again, so I put the grid on my wall next to my mission statement and my purpose. And I want the grid to resonate with me. And I always had this fascination for Atlantis. I've been in Bimini many times in the Bahamas, and there's been like remnants of Atlantis. They even call Atlantis in Nassau. They have Atlantis.
Right. Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm.
I've been and spent a lot of time in the Bahamas. And when I was younger, I'd watch these, when I watched Superman, I just remember I saw Superman go into this crystal portrait. He was younger, and he got his energy, and it was like,
I know that.
This is more than a movie. Like, this is something really, really, really resonating with me so powerfully, right? And that's the feeling that I had, is like that grid, that the feelings of those crystals, Atlantis, the grid, Amy connecting. And she said, listen, you have to, the next layer for you is you just got to go do this QHHT thing. And I was like, okay, well, I'll look up what it stands for. Again, quantum healing hypnosis. Okay, awesome. So I ended up, my life, she meets Suzanne Spooner. And I looked her up online. You know, I thought her website was amazing. The way that she portrayed herself and described the experience was amazing. And my communication with her was fantastic. And she said I had a really long wait. And I have the personality type. I don't like waiting. I like to push the envelope. And so I ended up saying something back to her, responding. And luckily enough, as you know, the universe would have it, she had an opportunity for me to come like within a week.
Well, it could be that your belief system is that you don't have to wait.
Yes, I could be. I like that. Yeah.
You don't have long waits. You get things very quickly.
Yes. You know, so I went to Des Moines, Iowa in the middle of winter from Miami, right? I haven't.
Why would someone do that?
And I really, like, the cold is not my preference. My body temperature is 2 degrees below the normal human being. I've been told that's for a grounding of energy, because when you're cold, you can take in more energy and you have the ability to ground. So if your body's cooler, that's good. So I'm like, oh, interesting. All right. I guess I get cold really easily. And it was freezing in Des Moines, but the session was so amazing. It was the first time ever, being really hypnotized by somebody else. It was the first time ever experimenting with the theta brainwave state. It was, first time I've really been involved in an altered state of that long. The curiosity of altered states always existed, but this was something really special. And, you know, the energy that came through was so powerful. It was so strong. I felt so alive, and I had so much to say, and I was feeling bursts of energy that it was just like information, boom, explosion of information. And I'm talking fast to get it all out. and it, I guess my voice changed and I'm talking quickly to get it all out. And I'm aware that this is happening. So my brain's splitting. I don't know. My consciousness. I have one side of consciousness that is this incredible energetic force, higher dimensional reality, saying amazing things about what it's like constructing reality, what it's like actually building life and the challenges that we face in building civilizations, everything from how they interact with each other to what they really want, to their physicality, their emotionality, if they have emotions. And it was just, wow. Wow. While the other side is thinking, wow, this is so much energy. So much energy. And then the ego is like kind of right there, like trying to hop in a little bit, but it's kind of like, whoa, and it doesn't even know what to make of all this.
What's going on?
What is going on? Because I think I could be pretty left-brained, but I've been getting more right-brained, but that ego was like right there on the edge. But luckily he was like cool and he just let things flow, and he was amazed, I think, too. and then this was like 2 hours and 15 minutes of going under. When I came out of it, I was fully aware that something amazing happened, and before Zen was even counting me out, I was like, all right, good, I got what was out, now I can go. Well, I was still in the state, and she's like, no. And I was like, oh no, no, no. And it's kind of funny because my eyes were half open and I felt lights, and I just saw lights and energy, and I felt the energy would just guide me. I can go.
Oh, oh my gosh.
I'm fine to stand up and walk right out of there. Part of me was like getting ready to walk out. She's like, no, no, it's okay. You can sit down. It's part of the process. And I was like, oh, then the other part, oh, okay, well, I should follow the direction of Suzanne. She's the boss here, right? I'm taking the experience with her. And then so I was like, oh, okay. I went back down into it, and you know, she counted me out. And this is like, you know, the common experience of coming out of it was like, whoa, Suzanne, whoa, we were both whoa. So I don't ever do this, but we have a special relationship. Would you like to see this? And she showed the video. I never knew this, but I knew you'd appreciate this. And I watched the video, and I was, wow, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, amazing. So that is impactful.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we talk about the timeline, and you have an experience like that, and you feel that type of energy in you, and you feel that type of energy coming through you, and then you feel that type of energy resonating and giving you this incredible sense of wisdom about things that I aspire to be. I aspire for that type of wisdom. I aspire to take steps towards that wisdom. I don't know if before that my belief system was suddenly I was going to be able to have that belief system all at once coming out, all that energy and all that power, but that was a quantum leap in my believing because it was experience. And I don't know how you get that experience in life that easy if you would have ever. HC session, right? So it's magic. It was pure magic to me. Like, wow, so eye-opening. I could go on and on about how I felt, but for 7 days after, I felt the energy alive and in my cells, and each cell was just alive, like energetically aligned, alert. I felt my manifestation powers were stronger, coincidences were coming. I felt people were really friendly with me. I mean, people generally are pretty friendly with me. I think people are really nice and people want to have fun. I'm the type of person, like, I strike up conversations in the elevator. I like hugging people. I think that's life. I think it's fun. But this was like way above the norm. And I was just connecting people and having fun with people. And so this resonant energy was still strong for several days later. And I'm thinking, wow. My life is definitely different. I'm in a reality that's much different than it ever has been before. I'm seeing the world differently. Now my passion for expanding my consciousness has gone up tenfold. and I'm craving more. I'm craving that feeling again. I'm craving sharing that feeling with other people. I want them to feel what I felt, because I've talked to so many people that, you know, and kind of they can tell me that they're stuck, or that they've hit a wall, or they've hit a plateau, and this just loosens up everything, whatever it is. It just loosens up everything in my life, whatever, you know, daily thing I was dealing with, whatever question I had.
That went out the door. And, yeah, and because you had this whole different perspective now.
Yeah. Completely different perspective in how I want to approach my life and how I want to leverage that feeling, that wisdom, that energy into creating something that's bigger than me. That was something that was coming through. And it's like, okay, now you have this energetic lever. It's like, pull the lever down and get the energy and start that, started lifting, right? And helping other people. And I've always loved coaching people individually. You know, and we come and we talk about like life strategies and or business strategies and set of plans. This is instant. You know, when you do a session, it's instant. Suddenly your plan is there, boom, and you see it clearly, and you're connected with your higher self or your super consciousness, and yeah, amazing. And then circling back with Suzanne, she was such a special person in my life. I felt very connected to her, and I felt very grateful to her for having the skill to guide me, to put me into that state and to guide me through that state and allow me to come to this awareness. So that, and I could feel that she had a somewhat of an angelic presence. I felt this very high vibration, this very loving, kind vibration, and felt like, all right, this is somebody that I'm, you know, forever, I want to connect with, communicate with, enjoy, help, collaborate. Yes. Yes. And so we were talking, and she said, oh, you know, you really need to meet Julia. She's like, if you like me, you're going to love Julia. You see the vibration that we have? We need to meet. You're going to share ideas. You know, we're going to connect, and there's going to be magic, and you're going to connect more, and we're going to raise human consciousness, and it's going to happen. You know, we don't know how exactly how it's going to happen, but things are going to happen. And so then we ended up, Suzanne set up Hawaii, the big island.
Yeah,
of Hawaii.
It just so happened that Suzanne and I were going to be in Hawaii.
So she invited me to Hawaii. Mm-hmm. And of course, I'm going to go to Hawaii. Why not? And
why not? It's better than Des Moines.
It's a lot better than Des Moines. And I'm just following this energy of moving forward, and it's the energy that started with my QHHC session, and it's just following the energy and seeing where it goes, and it's leading to Hawaii. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's this beautiful place in Hawaii. My God, the place you guys, you were staying in, it's amazing.
Wonderful. Paris. Oh my gosh, it was. It was just gorgeous.
It's beautiful. And then we went to a dinner one night that Frank set up, and then Joan Ocean was at the table, and
right.
I've always felt the incredible connection with dolphins. Mm-hmm. And just that something in my heart, that of all animals, there's something really special about dolphins.
Right.
And here we are at a table, and, you know, things are aligning.
And yeah.
Joan Ocean is talking about, you know, Sirian, the star system Sirius, which I feel like incredibly connected to, blue dolphins, the dolphin consciousness, the whale consciousness, being in the water, what it's like, the vibration. And I.
Yeah, and they were talking about doing the swims with them. I didn't know you could do that. I didn't know anything about that. I'm like, you really can go out in the water? You can swim with them? Oh, yeah, we do that. We're going to go on one on Friday, like in 2 days. I'm like, what?
Yes. and we were leaving, and it was a little bit towards the tail end of the trip, and it just worked out so that we, you know, we could go. And then, well, then you and Suzanne did a QHHT session on me, and in my session I said the dolphins are waiting for us.
Yes.
And they have a special surprise.
Yeah.
you are really going to enjoy this. And so, okay, I'm excited. We just do it. We don't think, we do. We aligned our schedule. We worked it out with the flight. Everything was fine. Perfect for the morning. Get there. The weather's amazing. The owner of the place, who never really goes out of the boat, is with us.
Right.
In a sacred ceremony and the blow gun, the blow sounding thingy. I don't know the exact
term. Yeah, it does a ritual.
The horn. It was like the horn ritual. And I'm just thinking, this is so, so different, so cool, so special, so unique. And being on this boat, and we're heading out, and I didn't really know what to expect. And there's some degree of fear, because I just was never a good swimmer. I don't float well. Like, some people go on their back and they're like, they just float on their back perfectly.
No. Yeah, I'm right there with you. I'm not. Yeah.
So I'm not a swimmer by any stretch of the imagination. And just from past experience along my timeline, I realized I just wasn't that good in the water, even though I'm in water a lot. But there's a part of me, that deeper part of me, was like, just trust the process, right? If you want something, a tool to make yourself feel more comfortable, then ask for the tool, because everything is right here for you. So I was like, all right, give me the floaty. I put the bar. And so instead of having to tread the water, you have the bar underneath you, and it's really comfortable. Super comfortable.
Yeah.
And you float.
Yeah.
So, exactly. Oh my gosh. All right, I'm set. I've never snorkeled before. I'd always be saying, I don't really want to snorkel. But now I have motivation, because John Ocean said this is like the most amazing experience ever, and that the dolphins are going to be coming and we are going to connect. And boy, oh boy, they
so cool.
started coming right away, and just hundreds, I mean, babies, mother, planes. Going around us, it was an entire afternoon or entire morning of just dolphins upon dolphins playing with us, enjoying us, squeaking. I mean, and I didn't feel hungry. I didn't feel thirsty. I didn't think about time. Everything was so in the moment. The moment felt infinite. It felt really like it was all there is.
Well, in fact, in that one spot, I think they said we had been there for an hour and a half. I had no idea we had been there that long in that first stop. Because I said, that's very unusual for them to be in one location that long. That many in one location. And so, and I always wait, I always listen for any when they say things like that. I said, that is very unusual for that many to be in one spot. Usually they're hopping from one place to another just to try and find some. Enough for the people to enjoy. And they had that many. I mean, it's like you said, hundreds in one location. And they just stayed with us. And we stayed for an hour and a half.
I asked one of the people, the crew members, and I say, is it common that, you know, the dolphins are out everywhere all, you know, every day like this? This is amazing. And he said, no, it's not. This is incredible. And sometimes, you know, we really might not see any.
None? Oh my gosh.
And I think that comes back to the belief system.
Mm-hmm.
After I did my session, I mean, I believed. Like, you know, when I get the message that there's a surprise, there's something coming, and it's that energy, there's no doubt in my mind. And the fears were removed of like me swallowing water and making a fool of myself or whatever it is for being a swimmer that's not that great. That was gone. It was trusting. The belief system was, we're going to have a magical experience. This is all perfect timing. And I'm so excited. I can't wait. I wish it was happening right now. Like, the excitement is just through the roof. And grateful in advance. And then they came and we had this amazing experience. And I think that did something again to us in an energetic way, where vibrational lifting, DNA opening, ascension, connecting with the dolphins, because they are ETs, that did something really special. So highly recommend swimming with the dolphins.
Oh, yes. Yes.
It will take your vibration up to a totally different level. If you can do it with people that you connect with, that you also feel a high vibration, that also share that same energetic belief system, that feel like something amazing is going to happen. The power of the group is going to make the experience even more. Just amazing. Just even thinking about it and connecting, I still feel that energy so present.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm right there. I'm actually there in the water with them. So as you keep talking about it, I'm reliving the whole experience.
Yes. And I guess along the timeline, there were some other moments, you know, being exposed and understanding that people do have the ability to channel also is really interesting. You know, Abraham Hicks, The Law of Attraction, I find that the information that comes from her is fantastic conceptually about the vortex and being in your vortex, and amazing things are happening in your vortex. And there's a lot of information that comes to me there of, I really like the concept of going general when you think you need to be specific, and go the actual opposite way when you're kind of stuck or you're feeling stress. Get general about your place in the world, about your place in as a human being, about your gratitude for having a beating heart, instead of the minutia and the details. The details can stress you out. If you ever feel yourself getting into details, start to go general, put yourself in that different state, exist in the general, start working yourself up.
Give some examples there.
Yeah, sure. No problem. Okay. It would be easy at night. The time you want to release your problems and you want to release the stress of the day, you always want to release that before you go to bed. And, you know, sleep is so important. It's that time we're going to be dreaming, and whatever you're holding into your dreams, I think it's affecting your recharging. And I want to go into that dream state with wide open energy and be able to experience the most out of the dream state. I mean, have an enjoyable dream state. If you watch a horror movie before you go to bed, you're going to have dreams. If you watch a horror movie every night for a month before you go to bed, okay, there will be a time where that will kick in, and your dream state is predominantly be like those feelings of fear, right? So I guess that's one example of a situation that's not a preference, right? Or you can go into that dream state and you can release what's on your mind for the day. And instead of thinking, pulling up that computer and thinking about that email and trying to solve that problem and worrying that your language isn't perfect or your strategy isn't right that you were thinking about, or this person might not go there and do that, and getting lost in the detail, start to back off, close the laptop, and start thinking about higher concepts. Start thinking about the universe. Start thinking about whether we are, how much more there is out there. Start thinking about time, about the true nature of time being unlimited.
Get into really big stuff.
Okay. Big. All right. Loosen up your day by going big and connecting. Right now we're in the information age. There's so many things we can look up that can be symbols or that can help us stay in a zone for thinking bigger. And when you connect with information like that, just roll with it and imagine and get it more general. Once you stick in that general space and you're thinking about existence in the universe, you can look at the stars, you can imagine the light from the star hitting you and where that star originated and how much time has really passed since that light left. It's hitting you now, and wonder. But then again, it's hitting you right now, and that's all that matters. And you can open your mind up in different ways, right? And you think like that for long enough, it could be a few minutes, those little minutia details that were ailing you, and then you can get into that space where you're starting to relax and you're getting into sleep and you're in that theta state, and you can play in the theta for a little while where you feel everything is really loose now. It's really general now. We've gone from like your conscious general to your unconscious general and your everything, right? And then that's when you really can start to play and guide yourself. And then you're going to go into that dream state, and the things that you're experiencing are probably going to be more of the things that you want rather than the things that you don't want. So it's all a habit. And that's one of my most important habits, is to loosen up towards the end of the day, you know, shut off. You don't want the harmful rays that are coming to you, the light from the computers that are hitting you right before you go to bed. You want to adjust the temperature just right, you know, start to cool down the room. You want to start doing those things because that part of your day is really, that part of your night, day, whatever you want to call it, it's really important, right? And give yourself that peace and recharging. And then, you know, when morning comes around, those problems are still going to be there. Those challenges are still going to be there. You don't want to hit them right away.
They just said that's a belief system.
Yeah.
That those problems are still going to be there.
Right.
Not necessarily.
They're not necessarily. Yeah.
We could have a belief system that they won't be there.
That's an even better way of thinking about it. I was trying to say them as a way of like pacifying you, saying you don't need to think about them now. Don't worry. Right. They'll be there. But your way of thinking is much better because you don't want them there in the first place.
Right. You know, maybe it could be, you know, through the night, a solution will come. Because you did, you know, you're not going to think on it, but it'll be solved some way. Maybe you put that out there. Somehow it will be solved, and so it won't be there.
Yeah, you could.
Could
set that intention that it would be solved, and if you believe strong enough, I believe it. You know, it can be solved. That's something that I should work on. I should work on getting to that point of manifestation, and it's a good idea. Again, that's like that sort of linear thinking about setting aside a problem instead of diffusing it completely and having the solution appear organically.
Well, this is where, you know, there's so many layers to all of these things. And I've been thinking about, you know, we're like, okay, well, we've got, you know, there's the obvious ones of the beliefs and everything. And then there's the next layers of, they're not quite so obvious. And then you have these other layers. I mean, they just keep unfolding layers and layers and layers. And because that's where it's like, well, when is it not there? And when have you gone too far? Or when have you, whatever. It may not be, it may not even be one. I don't know. So, yeah. Because even when you were saying something earlier about, we're talking about the timeline. And I'm trying to remember what you're saying about if something, you could be somewhere, you can, I'm trying to remember what you even said. And I was going, well, anything is possible because you're just energy. And so you can do anything. And so that throws out, I mean, and if that's your belief system, then see, there you've just done something else. So that kind of ultimately blows everything. But that's got to be that's got to be the ultimate belief. But where does that one come in?
As you were saying that, I was feeling an example, like in my head, of how this process is working. You know, there's point A, which would be the here, the now. I think there's a point B in my ego and my conscious mind is saying, like, point B is the next step you want to get to. And then there's a point C, there's a point D, there's a point E, there's a point F, there's a point G. All the way down is like a point Z, which would be an end goal of something that's like amazing, right? Consciously, I'm thinking, okay, I know what it takes to get there. I have to do all these sorts of things. I could write an amazing business plan about how to do all these things to get there. I could write a life plan about how to get to all these things.
Right.
You don't have to be limited to the B, C, D, E, because they all exist.
Right.
They all exist. That Z point exists just like the B point exists right here, right now. And there is nothing that is binding you to the B, C, D, E. There's nothing that's binding you to the B.
Right.
There's nothing binding you to the Z.
Right.
It's all your belief system and where you choose to reflect yourself. You can reflect yourself on that Z point immediately. And boy, oh boy, that is an interesting concept to work through and put your energy into and try and get into that deconstruction.
Yeah, because remember you saw where you were creating the universe, I mean, major, massive things. So you came from that point of creation. So you that's or you just go.
Yeah.
So that's it's just energy. So it, you can, it's not a linear, and it's not a, it doesn't have to be done with a master plan. It's just a thought. So it's just here, right? So it's just our, it just comes down to our beliefs that we can just do that. I get right. But it's just us. I'm talking to myself here. I'm working this through in my head.
Yeah,
but that's what it comes down to, right? It's just our thoughts and our beliefs.
Yes. And we're the focal point of our own universe.
Right.
You know, we are consciousness. We are the consciousness. We're not the body. Mm-hmm. Body is just a small piece of the consciousness. Right. But the body is like a piece of the set of the movie. There's so many other things that are happening that we all are. And when you really come from that place, you want to treat everything with love and respect and as much kindness as you can, because it's really part of you. You know, we're all in this together, and it's such an interesting time, because we get messages in mass media now that can feel so conflicting. They can feel like we're going in the wrong direction. They can feel like there's this separation of unity. There's this theme of going back to coming into smaller groups of national groups, that this group is better and has to be stronger than that group, and that group is not a good. And it manifests itself in a lot of different ways. And it, you know, it can be really perplexing to think, are we advancing? Are we regressing? Are we, but comes back to that point, choose the access point that you want. We don't have to go through the linear point. Wherever we are right now, it's fine. It is what it is. It's a neutral point. You know, redefine why. Mm-hmm. Such a you want to go at the next point of our advancement or reflection. You know, and that helps, because I do read the news. I do see things that are out there that I disagree with, because I know it violates my moral compass. It violates the energy that I think is not conducive to our growth, right? And something is like an alarm bell is going off. So it takes me working through these things to feel different about it, to reset, to try and make as much good about the current situation as possible, to store everything in my mind as something that's beneficial so that I get the benefit from it and those around me who rely on me get the maximum benefit from it. And it's a concept that this is more than about me. The role that I can play is really helping others. You know, if I go through my life and the people that I meet, or the people that come into contact with me, or the people that see something about me, and they say, that guy, you know, he made me think in a different way. I think after conversing with him or watching him, I like something, just the light bulb went on and I see things a little bit differently. And I opened up. I feel that I'm aware about something. Like, that is the greatest thing ever for me. If I'm making that kind of impact, whether it's one person, whether it's many persons, that gives me like so much joy.
Yeah, so, you influenced. Absolutely. Yeah. It's wonderful. Very good. Well, and I know you influenced my life.
And you've influenced my life too.
Now I'll just share how you've been. I mean, you just kept. Well, I've been beat over the head for, I'm embarrassed to say how many years I've been beating and getting messages to meditate and do yoga. I mean, we're probably talking 20 years. 20 years. But it took you. You got me to do it. Yeah.
And so, I'm very proud of you for doing so.
Yeah. So I'm now meditating and doing yoga. So there we go.
Which is so, so, so good for you.
Yeah. And I'm actually, this week, I actually enjoyed going to yoga. So the other ones, it was like, it was a struggle. It was a strain. But this week, I enjoyed going.
Yes. And you can set a belief system that's super empowering moving forward.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I know I'm getting better and better. And yeah, and I'm stronger, and Yeah, we'll see what. Yeah, I actually want to know what more I can do, and I'm ready to get doing the more challenging poses and things. There we go.
Yeah, I mean, the magic in yoga is it connects mind, body, spirit all in one. So you're doing an activity where you get alignment with all of those things at once, and that's so good because usually in our day-to-day activities, they can be weighted heavy towards the mind activity, heavy towards just the body if you're going for, just for lifting weights in the gym or something like that, or spirit, kind of just meditating, right?
Right. And
it's great to have that activity that can connect everything so that you're making progress with that. And then eventually it's this beautiful movement of connecting your body and your breath, and you're in a zone, and it's like you're in this amazing place. When you do that last pose.
Oh my gosh. Love it.
And you're so proud of yourself because you made it through, and you're breathing and you're relaxing, mm-hmm. and a little bit of euphoria. That's the beauty of yoga, is connecting to yourself, being gentle with yourself, and aligning yourself. And it's made such a difference in my life. It's, one of my greatest passions. And I'm really happy that you, take the leap and moving forward. And it's just about, all it's about is just getting there, and being in. The hardest thing is sometimes just stepping foot in the studio or rolling out your mat.
Yeah, like you said before, it was just getting in the car and going. It was just doing it. I just had to clear some space to do it. That was it. So then once I did, now it's in my routine and I go.
Yeah.
There we go. So, well, it looks like our time is up. I can't believe it went by that fast. I know.
Right.
I mean, we could keep going. Right. I could keep going. Yeah. Maybe we need to have a phase two.
And I'm always happy to do phase two.
Well,
we could go to phase Z.
There we go. Yeah, just, on this, I think we need to keep going through B, C, D.
So, we can't jump into the year 2050.
Well, I think people want to hear from you. You have so much wonderful. I mean, that's, like I said, that's how I've grown, is by being around you and just constantly, I hear, I get all of your wonderful wisdom and your vibration. You are just so. People, you need to be around this man. Okay. It's just, you really do. So, anyway, thank you. Thank you so much, Kai, for being here, being with me and helping me as much as you have. So
I am honored and grateful and so appreciative of being with you today, sharing energy and just life in general. It's been amazing.
And everyone, thank you for being here again and see you next week and love you.
Bye, everyone. Much love.
Bye.
Big hug.
Yeah, big hug.